Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Howdy-do, kiddos. It's me, Mr. Schnooze, the manager of the Fluesville Factory / comedic genius, bringing you Flues Mania, the fun-filled Flues challenge for kiddos of all ages. Today is Joke Fest Day, where I'll be telling five hilarious jokes and sharing a tongue twister that you can try and say. You can even learn these jokes and share them with your friends. Just remember to give me proper credit. Now, come on down to my joke vault. This is where I keep all my best jokes so nobody nicks them. You hear that, Sarah Millican? My jokes are under lock and key. I hope we don't have to engage in fisticuffs again. My black eye is still healing. Anyway, let's go into my joke vault. Now, what type of joke should I tell today? Jokes about exercise? No, they run on too long. Jokes about clocks? No, they tick me off. Jokes about fire? That's one way to heat up an audience. Wait, I know. Today, I'm telling five jokes about zoo animals. Oh, fizzies love animals, and the closest thing we have to animals in Fluesville is when Waffle and Martha put on a horse costume and parade through the street. Problem is, they couldn't agree who could be the horse head and who would be the horse butt, so, you guessed it, they're both the butt. And imagine it, would you? Two horse butts running around. It's the reason every therapist in Fluesville has job security for life. Now, here we go. Zoo animal joke number one. Why isn't the leopard allowed to play cards? Because she's just a big cheetah. Cheetah! Do you get that one, Bob, the station manager? Oh, he's passed me a little note. All right, what does he say here? The only thing I like better is when I get to clock out for the day. All right, Bob, very helpful. Well, allow me then. This joke is a classic homonym. And why, I hear you ask? Because cheetah the animal and cheetah, which is someone who sneakily breaks the rules at a game, such as playing cards, cheetah and cheetah sound the same. Is that better now, Bob? Now do you get how it's funny? Oh, another note. Good. Please send me home. Okay, let's get to zoo animal joke number two. Why wasn't the kitten allowed to live at the zoo? Because she was a mere cat. Do you like that one, Bob? A mere cat? Isn't that funny? Now, allow me to make it hilarious. There's an African mammal called a meerkat. They're small, furry, they scurry around a lot. And the word meer means only or just. And we all know that zoos house exotic animals for people to see and study. And a standard house cat would never be worthy of an exhibit because a house cat is a mere cat. It's just a cat. Do you get it now? See, isn't it better once you fully understand it? Schnooze, you're a gift to the entertainment industry at large. Now, we've got zoo animal joke number 3 coming right up. Which animal at the zoo is the best dancer? The hip-hop-potamus. That's funny. Hip-hop is a modern style of dance and it sounds similar to the beginning of the large semi-aquatic mammal that lives in sub-Saharan Africa, the hippopotamus. I've never found the hip-hop style of dance very appealing, personally. In fact, I don't like any dance. The only rhythmic movement I enjoy is that of a well-oiled assembly line making boxes for fizz bars. Hello, ladies. Let's press on to zoo animal joke number 4. Why couldn't the polar bear and penguin share a house? Because they were polar opposites. Isn't that top-tier comedy? Well, all my comedy is top tier, let's be honest with ourselves. But this one specifically, because polar bears and penguins live on opposite poles. The polar bears live at the North Pole, the penguins on the South, and the term polar opposites is used to describe people who are completely different, diametrically opposed even. For example, Waffle and Martha are loud and annoying and they deface public property. And I do the opposite of those things. I'm quiet and not annoying, and I care about public property and... what's that, Bob? You wish I was quieter. Okay, thank you so much, Bob. Let's just press on. Now, here we are, actually, at the last zoo animal joke. It's very sad, but very funny. Are you ready? Are you set? Well, here we go. Who is the smartest animal at the zoo? The well-read panda. The well-read panda. Isn't that marvellous? Well-read implies someone who has a lot of books and often used with a connotation implying great intellect. And there's a smaller mammal species common to eastern Himalayas and southwestern China called the red panda. So you know what the punchline is? A pun! Isn't that precious? If someone said to me that pun was obvious, I'd say panda. Snoozy, you did it again. And would you look at that? We have arrived here at the tongue twister of the day here on Flu's Mania. Very exciting. I'm going to say the tongue twister, and then you can try and say it too. Then we'll really get it going and see if we can say it 3 times really, really fast. Ready, Flu's Mania kiddos? Here we go. The little lucky leprechaun laughed lazily. Phew, that is tricky, isn't it? All right. Well, now that my tongue is twisted, I'm going to try and say it 3 times fast. Are you ready to join in too? 3, 2, 1, go. The little lucky peppercorn calfed crazily. The whittle plucky ceiling fan gasped insanely. The ceiling husky with his bullhorn honked and opened a checking account. Hey, I'm sure that was right. Look, I've gotten a little discombobulated here. I hope you did better than I did, which is usually impossible. But let's just say that maybe you did just this once, and we'll keep it between us. Thank you very much. These tongue twisters are rather tricky. But that's the whole point, wouldn't you say? Speaking of saying it, let's say it one more time. Really, really slow. Ready? The little lucky leprechaun laughed lazily. Oh, we got it! Not that there was any doubt, of course. Would you look at that? We are finally at the end of Flu's Mania, and we have had the best time telling zoo jokes and doing that lovely leprechaun tongue twister. Actually, if you've got a joke you'd like to share and hear me pass cruel but fair judgment, you can send your jokes to jokes@gokidgo.com. Just ensure to include an explanation as to why it's funny, because that will make it hilarious. Until next time, keep laughing and have a great day. This is Mr. Schnooze signing off. Ta-ta for now.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.